Odiswale Safi, Executive Director for Help Food, Security and Livelihood Africa, bans plastic bottles and other waste materials at one of his organization's sites in Cor William, a suburb located south of the capital Juba. Safi's organization collects huge quantities of garbage, the majority of which is plastic drinking water bottles. The bottles and other waste materials are collected from several dumping sites in Juba and placed in a metallic container where it is burnt until it decomposes into a liquid substance. The substance is then scooped into a molder of 20 by 15 centimeters using a spade. A small amount of sand and soil are added into the substance in the molder and mixed together using a trowel. Safi says the mixed substance is left to solidify and hardens for about 5 to 10 minutes and laid off into various building materials.
Our major target is now the non-degradables because they have soil side effect to the soil and environment, that is the plastic. We change all the plastic into building material. We have three products in the plastics. We have interlock bricks, we have the eco tiles, we have the pavers. Very beautiful pavers for designing the compound.
Safi says it takes one full tipper truck of plastic bottles to produce just one interlocking brick. Some of the plastic waste being decomposed into building materials includes old plastic chairs, old clothes, shoes, baskets, and other rubber materials. Safi uses simple materials such as firewood, paraffin, and diesel to form the various degradable and non-degradable wastes into various building materials and fertilizers. He says waste materials like discarded food are used to make fertilizer. Plastic bottles are a common waste material not only in Juba but across the country. Used water bottles are seen everywhere along roads, in markets, residential areas, and many undesignated dumping sites. Safi says he started thinking about innovative ways to address the problem of waste management in South Sudan nearly 2 years ago. He believes his idea of burning plastic water bottles and recycling it into building material and fertilizer can address the problem of global warming caused by climate change. But Safi admits his innovation faces some obstacles as he tries to expand the campaign on a larger scale.
Insecurity. If you go out of Juba town 5 miles, 10 miles to improve community there, you are attacked by unknown people. People abuse you, you can be kidnapped. That's one of the challenges. We don't have donor funding. Since we began this activity, no donor has shown interest in funding us.
There are no statistics in South Sudan as to how many plastic bottles are being manufactured and tossed away in the country. One U.S.-based distribution and marketing company called GoPure, which makes consumer products that it says improve people's health and helps sustain the environment, reports that humans worldwide purchase 1 million plastic water bottles per minute, 91% of which are not recycled. Plastic water bottles contain a sizable amount of bisphenol A or BPA, a substance that has been classified as an endocrine disruptor, meaning it bears a toxic effect on a human's ability to reproduce. Plastic water bottles also contain plastic softeners known as phthalates, which can also be toxic to humans. Safi says besides combating the waste problem caused by discarded water bottles, his initiative addresses the problem of youth unemployment. HF Africa has recruited 7 volunteers who are engaged in recycling the plastic waste. Safi says the volunteers gather and weigh the bottles and help turn the bottles into building materials and fertilizer. 26-year-old Amina Hafiz Lazim has been unemployed since completing her secondary education a few years ago. Hafiz volunteers at HF Africa, where she has worked as a secretary for the past 2 years.
It was challenging, but now it is fair. This volunteerism is better than when one is staying at home doing nothing. It is something very good in a life of a human being, gaining experience and learning many more things.
Although the HF Africa campaign is working on a small scale due to a lack of resources, Safi hopes it will expand in the future to a point where it can have a measurable impact on global warming and reducing waste in South Sudan. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.